Hi, guys. Welcome to Church Unusual. Church became usual when it just became a self-serving meeting place to meet your needs. Too many people are, and I know you would say, oh, yeah, no. Too many people are coming to church to get their needs met without bringing who they really are to church. And I want to explain this a little bit. Identity is priority. Put that down, it'll probably be on the quiz. Identity is priority. In all thy getting, get understanding about who you are. The whole point of Christ and his ministry and all the red words was to tell you who you were in God and who God is in you. It took the word from the pages to the person, from the principle to the personality. It took it off of a just on the pages to a live standing right here in front of you. You are the living word. And so because of this, you have to look at the scripture and bring every thought to the obedience of Christ. That means you bring every thought, every idea, every ritual, everything that you've decided to do, every thought process you have about church, you have to bring it to the obedience of the person of the Christ, because it should look like the person of the Christ. Why they call us the body of Christ, not the group of Christ, not the organization of Christ, not the building of Christ. Nope, it calls us the body. And so it comes to the identity. I love, we was reading in Matthew chapter 16, maybe reading first. Now, we're going to read through this, and I see the pattern. Jesus goes straight from identity into church. He begins this conversation with identity, and he ends up defining the church and who it is. Now, for the longest, once again, the church has been a meeting place where you come and get your needs met, and it has not been mobile. It has not been the thing that was been the live organism that we should have been individually and then corporately. It is not just to come here and get your blessing. It was not meant for you to come here and get your word. It was not meant for you to just come and pay your tithes so you can protect your house. No. It was meant for mobility. The word ecclesia really, and I looked it up in the Strong's in this chapter, and it really means a calling out. When they would have church, they would call people out of their homes and then have a public assembly, right? And the point of the public assembly was to give them the state of what God was saying for them to be and to do. The point was for them to gather, understand more about who they were, not just come and get their blessing, not come to get your baby baptized or come to get your family laid hands on. No, not to come and get a covering. I know we say all these different things. It's not what Jesus said. This is not what the scripture says. We've come up with these ideas and man-made ideas, and it's watered down the identity of who you are. You become weaker because you came here for something, not realizing that you already had something, and whoever's speaking to you should be telling you who you are already. So church has been somewhat lopsided. Everybody wants to come to church to get something. Everybody at the church got to be nice. Everybody at the church got to be giving everybody. No. That's not the point. The point wasn't for you to come and get something. The point was for you to assemble to understand more about who you really are. And then take those back to your respective points of life or occupations or careers or your daily living. This was the point. This is how the gospel spread. The gospel spreading never was really an organized thing. Well, come on, we're going to go out this way and y'all go that way. We're going to knock on doors. It was never that thing, because it was so organic that you didn't even have to scream it out. Your life would speak it out and become a living witness, not just a mouth witness, but a living witness that will cause change. That's Jesus. So now Jesus takes this thing, Matthew chapter 16, verse 13, starts off with identity. And Jesus came in the coast of Philippi, and he asked disciples, saying, where is my church? Nope, he didn't say that. He said, where do I go to church? Nope, he didn't say that. Who is my pastor? He didn't say that. He didn't say none of those things. He said, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? I, the Son of Man, whom do men say I, the Son of Man, am? It's identity all day long. And they said, some say thou art John the Baptist, and Elijah, and the other was Jeremiah, one of the prophets. He said to them, but whom say, now he's back to identity, who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered, said, thou art the Christ. He identifies him. Powerful. Thou art the Christ. Now, the Christ is a title. The Christ is It's not Jesus' last name. It is defining a being. Thou art the Christ. You too, though. Well, remember this. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now watch this. Jesus is about to start defining the church. And he connects identity with the word church. He connects the identity. He goes straight on identity into the word church and show that church is an identity, not a place, not an organization, not a building, not an institution, but an identity that is filtered down through the individual believer. Yes, 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 yes. It's an identity. Right. And then he goes on to describe what this identity looks like for the rest of the chapter. And walk with me. Verse 17, he answered and said, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter. He's still talking identity, person to person. And upon this rock I will build my church. What rock are we talking about? The rock of the identity, the rock of identifying as the Christ with the Christ, right? And upon this rock, he called him Simon Bar-Jonah first. But the next time, verse 8, he calls him Peter. Peter means Petros. It means rock. I'm changing. Oh, y'all better understand what I'm saying. I'm changing your identity from just Simon to a rock. This is who you are. The rock is who you are. He's talking us the same way. When we get the revelation of the Christ, we become the rock. Watch this. And upon this rock, I will build my. What? You mean to tell me I'll build the identity of the church off of this rock, which is identifying with the Christ? Not just being Christians, right? And that's cool, but actually being Christ's. The church just now was identified as a being, right? Not a building, but a being. If thou art Peter, upon this rock, I'll build my church and the gates of hell. Watch this. Now he starts saying that it's not a stationary thing. It's mobile because he says the gates of hell should not prevail against it. Well, I know I've said this before and I said again, I don't see gates riding down the road right now. Gates don't move or they're not mobile. Gates are stationary in one place. So that means if gates don't prevail against something, whatever that something is, has to be moving up, moving and moving towards and up against the gate to break through the gate. So now he describes the church and immediately the first thing he makes it is mobile. Mm-hmm. First thing he makes it is movement. And then he goes back. He starts talking to you. He starts talking to you. Now he said, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom. And whatsoever, he's talking to you. You shall bind on earth, shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you shall loose on earth, shall be loose in heaven. He keeps the church never in this place. He didn't say, and upon this rock, I'm going to build my church, and y'all going to meet there every week on Sundays. Or upon this rock, I'll build my church, and y'all going to have midweek service every week. Or upon this rock, I'll build my church, and y'all going to have ushers and praises, and y'all going to have a praise team, and y'all going to be singing, and y'all going to have the elders, and y'all going to have the intercessor team, and then you're going to have the altar work. Nope, he didn't say any of that. He said, the gates of hell shall not prevail. And he made it mobile. Then he said, I give you. He began to talk to you. He didn't even talk to the institution. He's talking to you. You can't have a strong church with weak people. Because church is actually the identity. And it's built on the identity of the Christ. All right. Then he charged the disciples. Now watch this. Watch this. I'm going to give you some more because he's still describing what the church is. And we don't know this. And I have to reiterate again that we've so long, I've seen people, recently I've seen a situation where people move to certain areas or people come here for the anointing or they come to get the gifting and they miss the whole point of what they're doing. They come and it's self-serving. They come to get something for themselves, not understanding that they need to find out who they are. And so in the course of finding out who they are, they miss the whole point of who they are and seeing that because they're caught up on what they can get. Listen to what I'm saying. I see it over and over and over. When I hear somebody says, I just come to get the anointing, I back away. That makes me nervous because you sound like an anointing digger. Sound like a gold digger. You sound like somebody that came to get something that you wanted. You didn't even realize that you were supposed to be learning who you were already. When I hear that, I come to sit up on the apostle to get the And it's giving me more pause now that I'm paying attention to see what's going on because people are coming with the wrong intentions. Watch this. It is not meant. People don't come to church. I came to get a word. How are you coming to get a word if you are the word? Come on now. You need to hear the word more about who you are as the word, right? But you brought it here with you. I tell people all the time, the reason that it doesn't connect sometimes with the minister, or the minister don't even know sometimes, but the reason it doesn't connect, or reading the power, or reading the same old humdrum, because you don't know that you brought God's will to the church. Yeah, it came with you as you. You brought it with you. Everything you're hearing is supposed to fortify who you are and further push you into your identity. Identity is the key. Identity is priority. Identity, watch this, is the destination. Then he charged disciples, verse 20, that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. He's still talking identity. From that time forth, he began to show his disciples how that he must go into Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief of priests and scribes and be killed and raised on the third day. Now he's describing now. Right here, describing what this revelation that you got is. This revelation that you got just now, this is what it looks like. This is what this revelation calls for. This is what this revelation has to do. This is what this revelation was sent here to do. I, the Son of Man, am sent here to do this. It's too much for them because they didn't sign up for that. We didn't sign up for all that dying and stuff. We didn't sign up for all that giving my life and sacrificing all that. We didn't sign up for putting my life on the line for a friend. We didn't sign up for that. We signed up because I wanted to get whatever I came here to get. I want to work and get what I want to get. I want to get my blessing. This is what I signed up for. I didn't sign up for all of that. I signed up for me. So Peter's saying right there. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke. Now, this is how crazy you are. You begin to rebuke Jesus, saying, be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. Like he wasn't the one that was telling you who you were a couple minutes ago. And then he turned and said to Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. Listen, and he calls him Satan. He says, thou art an offense to me. Offense means a stumbling block. That means you're in my way. That means you've been in my way this whole time, stumbling me from really getting to what I want to get to, because you've been here with your own self-wanting needs. You've been standing in the midst of the church. Only people that come to the church and gathering as a whole, coming to just get what they need, are actually a blockage. You actually become Satan. You're actually Satan in the midst, because you don't realize it's not about you come and get what you want. For thou savest the things that be of men, that thou savest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Then he begins to explain what church is as an organism again. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself. I don't know what people think that means. I deny myself until they give me what I'm worth. No, deny yourself. Let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. And whosoever will save his life, listen to what the statement is, shall lose it. And whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it. In other words, if you're trying to preserve your own situation, you're trying to make your own thing go, you're trying to make your own situation, your own lifestyle work, you lose it. He's teaching you what the church is. And this is still talking identity. Verse 26, for what profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man, identity right there, verse 27. For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father, which is angel, and then shall reward every man according to his works. Verily I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. It's all identity. He begins to describe church, and church says, nope, you come here trying to get your life, you're going to lose it. But you need to be learning that you need to lose your life for my sake, lose your life for Christ's sake, and you'll get everything you're talking about. This is what he says right here. Come after me. He said, you come after me, deny himself. Now, do you come to church really denying yourself? No, you don't. Do you come to the service? No, you don't. You come to get your blessing. Oh, apostle, lay hands on me. Give me the anointing. Give me a blessing. Speak a word over me. How I need to speak a word over you when you are the word? What are we talking about? And so now we don't know identity. We haven't realized that identity is a destination. Identity is priority. So because it one thing, Jesus said it over again. He said, one thing thou lackest. Uh-oh. Then he says, one thing is needful. Was over there talking to Mary and Martha. Mary sitting there, Martha mad, talking about, she ain't doing the work. She ain't coming on time for us, your boy. She ain't singing. She ain't praising the Lord. She wasn't praying in tongues with us. She didn't come to prayer. And she's sitting at Jesus' feet, learning who he is. She said, Mary has chosen that good thing that can't be taken away from you. Why? Because once you know who you are and your identity, can't nobody steal that. I'll steal your actions. I can lie on your actions. Yeah, I can do that. I've had that happen to me a lot of times. So if you lie on your actions, I can lie on your actions and steal that. I can lie on what you've done. It's still there. I can steal something that you built and all that. But you can't take the identity. And identity is priority. So now here we go. Jesus explains who church is. Ah, you like that. I like that too. Who church is. Not who the church is. Who church is. What is the DNA of you as church? This is who you are. And explains it simply. Now, these classes are a little shorter. And I thank God for that. Because I'm not trying to prove anything or make those long classes. The idea always when someone is ministering to you or giving you a class or whatever is to spark your study and your search in that direction. Now, I want you to take your time and I want you to go down to chapter 16 and we'll do something a little different for your quiz. And whoever's making my quiz, you can see this for your quiz. I want you to go down through chapter 16. Right. And just chapter 16. We ain't gonna go. We're gonna go to verse 17 next time because I got some other things I want to show you about Peter and how we run our mouths and we want to build so many tabernacles. The simple idea of church is build more buildings. But I'll give you some understanding on that. But I want you to take chapter 16 and I want you to meditate it all this week. I want you to meditate. Look down. Listen to this class and listen to some of these points that I touch. And the object is for this, not just for me to show you things, but for the Holy Spirit to open this thing up and show it to you. From you so that it'll stamp home harder. It's one thing for me to teach you something, but it's another thing for you to be taught by the Holy Ghost and it comes from the inside of you and you see it on your own. Once you see it on your own, it's imprinted in your mind and in your understanding. I want you to take chapter 16. I want you to go over for your quiz. We're going to put some open lines on there. I want to do multiple choices time. We'll put some open lines on there and I want you to type out 3 to 4 points of what you see that you hadn't seen before, or 3 or 4 points that you've seen in here that explains that church is the identity and identity is the church and he's connecting the two together. That'll be our quiz. God bless y'all. I'll see y'all next time.